My little shop of memories awakens all the senses of those browsers who are open to the experience. The fragrance of the books, the documents, the letters and diaries and postcards and posters and scratched and sniffed paper blends with the smell of seasoned wood, old Bakelite, hot Christmas lights, ancient tobacco-soaked bindings. The remembered taste of metallic coins and antique Pez and fresh moon pies and acrid fingertips licked in order to turn to the next chapter mixes it up with cane sugar memories. The crackling sound of old envelopes being opened and volumes sliding along dusty shelves, floors creaking beneath the soles of quiet book lovers, and the clickety-clack of keyboard keys researching the genealogies of antiquarian tomes, and the music from the old Victrola scratching its way into your vinyl memoirs is ever-changing in this eclectic and confusing time capsule. The sight of artifacts overlapping 500 years of generations, and leather leaning against vellum, leaning against pulp paper, leaning against anguished illustrations, leaning against conflicting, ever-recycled fads and fashions and styles, astounds and entertains the imaginations. The touch remembers everything. What your tongue and fingers remember from childhood, back when you tasted and touched all within reach, storing the information for later. A young couple drifts through the store, smiling at that, thumbing through this, ingesting first one thing, then another. The woman sneaks away from her partner and leans over the counter with a conspiratorial smile, asking, "What music is that?" playing through the speakers. I smile back, because I know what has happened. "The score from the film Somewhere in Time," I say. She nods knowingly, and almost floats over to her companion and hugs him tight. This music has that effect on people. John Barry's soundtrack is so romantically evocative and sad and nostalgic that those in the know always recognize it. As a matter of fact, every item in the store meets this Somewhere in Time criterion. If you're alive and alert, each object will gently jolt you, guiding you to the past, or the future, or a parallel present.